KA8EZF.
KFHCYO. Is that you, Warren?
Yeah.
Hey, you're my first, well, I talked on DMR one time before, but you're my second DMR contact. How's that?
Well, I, seems like usually when I throw my call sign out here, I don't hear anybody out here. I don't know if it's, what is it? You seem a little quiet. I don't know if it's, my end, your end, or what it is. I had to turn the volume all the way up. Sounds good. Just seems like the audio is low.
Oh, well, it's good to know. I'll probably, get in there and turn that. There's a separate digital gain control for the audio. And I just put this code plug in yesterday, so I haven't really got any of this figured out yet. So I didn't think it was working like you, because I was listening, had this thing on all day yesterday, and heard about two peeps out of it.
Well, I just picked up another DMR radio, and I did it because I want to be able to do some other things with it. I've got a Kinect Systems 800, and I just got a 800D Plus. I wanted to have VHF on it, not so much of the DMR, but I wanted some FM on VHF too, so I picked up a different radio, but since I programmed this one, they've made a lot of changes in the programming software, so things I think is going to work a lot better for me, but couldn't get the program to convert, so I'm going to working on building that code plug from scratch. Well, at least partially from scratch. The person I got it from had some stuff in it, so I've got some of it, but I gotta sit in front of the computer and play with it a little bit.
Yeah, I did a lot of cut and paste, trying to figure stuff out. I still have a few things I had to ask Sam about, and I kind of, he set me in the right direction, so I think it's working. But yeah, I'll get in there and dial up that audio a little bit. But it's good to hear you, man. I didn't know you were on the dark side, digital DMR side.
Yeah, you know, I got the DMR several years ago, and I can't say I've done an awful lot with the DMR. And then I ended up getting Fusion a couple years ago because a friend of mine, when he got his tech license, we both bought radio so we could talk. He lives down in the Dayton area. But yeah, digitally is probably not my favorite mode, but, you know, it's one more mode. and it's definitely got some cool things it can do. So, but I can't say I spend a whole lot of time on anything digital. But it's fun to have, you know, you can't have too many modes and too many bands, can you?
Yeah, that's just the thing, you know, it's available, so let's use it, let's learn about it, let's try it out, and have some fun. I think it's kind of cool. As an audio guy that I do a lot of music stuff, the vocoder is just terrible. I can't even believe they, you know, I think it's based on some, I don't know, 20 or 30 years ago, but, and they, you know, I know, trying to limit the bandwidth, but boy, the audio quality is just very hard to listen to. It's hard on your brain to sort all that out.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody on analog about that. And when it's all working right, it's very sharp, very clear. You can tell what the person's saying, but it's just something's missing out of it when you do that. And okay, see, everybody sounds alike. That's one of the things I've noticed. Is I have a lot harder time picking out voices like I would on analog. You know, a lot of times I hear the voice and I know who it is without hearing the call sign, but I have a harder time with that on digital. Everybody sounds the same to me. So that's one of the drawbacks. But You know, it works so well for interconnecting, and one of the things I really like the idea of the DMR is the fact that you can have, you can squeeze two conversations into a very, very narrow bandwidth, and you have two conversations going on at once, and it's on the narrower bandwidth. So, you know, when we're on FM, we're using twice the bandwidth for one conversation, and DMR, you're cutting the bandwidth in half and then squeezing two conversations on it. So you know something's got to give.
Yeah, well, they're all using that same vocoder. I had a lot of visions for fusion stuff here. I don't know what I'm talking about. Fusion stuff. And that has the same sound to it, and they're using the same vocoder. I mean, P25 uses the same vocoder. I think they all pretty much are the same thing. So that technology is the same, no matter what radio or whoever's proprietary, you know, system you got. So you're quite, it's all going to be about the same. I it's kind of funny, I was sitting here listening on Fusion a couple days ago, and I must have listened to it for about 2 or 3 minutes before I realized that it was two people that I know quite well. And I didn't even recognize their voices until I could tell their, tone inflections in their voice. But it took me a minute to figure that out, that it was somebody I actually knew.
KADZF. Yep, that's exactly what I tell people. It's hard to tell people apart. But it can, you know, you think about... it's so easy to manipulate the digital information over the internet and send it and interconnect it and everything. So, you know, it's got that advantage to it. It's really easy once it is encoded to transfer that information around the world if you want to. So it's got that advantage. Once it's converted, it's very easy to move around and interconnect and all that kind of stuff. So, there's definitely some advantages of that, and, you know, the stuff we're on right now, I can drive all over the state and keep talking to the same people. That's one of the things I really liked about that idea, but it's funny, I knew what was going to happen when I first bought this radio. Everybody was getting into DMR, and it was like, cool, everybody's got DMR, and then all of a sudden I buy a radio, and they all move to Fusion. Knew that was going to happen.
No, I just got a channel busy for a second. I don't know what that was. Unless somebody else is trying to get in there, so we'll make a little break. I think the Fusion is very popular. I think Yaesu really came out with a great marketing idea there to get everybody to buy their radios. And that was kind of a genius idea for them. But I think nationwide, the DMR is the most popular. But in this area, there's a ton of people on Fusion. So, I don't know. They both have their high points, you know. And the connectivity is just crazy. Like you said, you can go across. You got that roaming set up, right? It'll follow you with you wherever you go, so that's pretty cool. KFACYO, if there's anybody trying to get in there, come now. Matt, you, Warren, guess I didn't hear anybody.
Yeah, I was trying to leave a good gap in there. Just, sometimes when you got stuff linked together, there can be a little lag there, so. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's all fun to play with. Don't get me wrong. I like trying new things and new. In fact, I think that's what I like about of all the things in ham radio. I like trying a new mode or a new band or something. I know there's guys out there that are really into DX chasing and stuff, and that's okay, I guess. But I'm more interested in seeing how many different bands and how many different modes I can operate. That seems to be kind of the fun part of it for for me, you know, one thing is I've spent almost a year without having an HF rig in the mobile, and I'd like to get HF back in here. I kind of miss that, but it's just, it's kind of fun to have all those options, you know. I want it all. in fact, tomorrow morning I've got to go down to Muncie, Indiana, so I've got about a 4-hour drive each way. And if we can get done what we need to accomplish, I'll be coming home tomorrow night. If not, I may be staying. But, you know, those kind of drives, I really miss having the HF and the mobile.
Oh, yeah, that could be kind of fun. Yeah, I get that once in a while. Kind of wish there was a state trooper sitting up on ahead just looking for that guy. Sounds like he's a very important person and a big hurry to get to where he's going. Well, that's good. Trying out the portable here. I just walking around in my man cave here. I didn't notice the, of course, on digital, it's all in up. So whatever the little error correction software is doing.
Yep. Yeah, you had a couple little glitches in it there, but I caught everything. Oh, yeah, one thing, I've got the 800D setting at home, and I couldn't get these programs to convert, so I'm working on that, but I get that in here. One of the things I'd like to do is need to run a wire. I got the radio mounted, this radio's mounted clear in the back of my van with the remote head up front, and the speaker is in the remote head, but the leak in this one, the little speaker they got in there is not the greatest. I know this particular radio sounds a whole lot better if I put an external speaker on it. And I need to do that. I need to run another wire to the back and put one of my external speakers on it. Improves this radio a lot. I like the sound of it a lot better if I get a little bit bigger speaker. You know, it's kind of cool they've got the speaker in the remote head, but it's, you know, it's like an HT speaker. Like a little bigger speaker if I can get away with it. So that's another part of the project I'll have to do is run a wire back. And not that it's a big deal to run the wire back. It's a work van, so I've got I can fish it through the upper part of the frame for the, you know, the support for the roof is all wide open. So I can run a wire back there real easy. I need to do that and get the external speaker out. Because that makes it a little more pleasant to listen to, too, with that external speaker.
No, yeah. I've always been an external speaker guy, too. Usually these little tiny speakers are not able to keep up with the noisy environment, especially in your truck or in a mobile. You got a lot of background noise, road noise and everything. You need a big speaker. But when I'm in the man cave here, the little built-in speaker is fine because it's Motorola does a really good job of they have all their audio just tailored to the voice frequencies, so it really is nice. And but the big speaker is always better. It always wins whenever you're out on the road, that's for sure. KF8CYO.
Well, the other thing that's nice about it, too, is I put that speaker right behind my head and keep the audio down. My Yaesu, I've got the radio mounted behind me, too. That's on the safety wall behind me, and the radio is sitting there with the speaker about 6-8 inches from my ear, so I can keep the volume down. And the because the body of the radio is right behind me, and that works out really well. Like this one, the radio is clear in the back of the vehicle. I did that because I got a very short run to the antenna that way. This antenna's on the back, but one through the other radio's up near the front. Keep the coax runs shorter, and but like I said, I think I'm going to throw one of the external speakers on. I've got some of those Motorola speakers, and those seem to do a really nice job, and usually pick them things up at swaps or, you know, about $5 a piece, and they are actually a pretty good sounding speaker, so I need to throw one of them in, get that put in here, and put it right on the wall behind me, and then, you know, if I have the volume up as high, and it works really well, covers the noise up well, so. Oh, it's going to be one of those mornings I see. I'm on 96 down here around Novi, and we're currently doing about 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, okay, got it that time. Twice when I keyed up, I got the channel busy blink. Not sure what that's all about. Don't know enough about this system yet. Anyway, so you got that 800 plus, huh? It's, I just looked that up. That's a pretty cool radio, it looks like. I mean, it looks like a somewhat copied a Motorola type of look and feel. And so you're pretty happy with that? See, it's CSI, and I'm not familiar with that company, really. CS Connect Systems Incorporated, is that the one you got?
Yeah, I'm actually on the original CS800, which is UHF only. And, yeah, it's been a pretty good radio. It's got a couple of glitches, but I in getting into the new software for the 800D Plus, they actually fixed some of my complaints. They actually fixed it. So I don't know if I got the, if I updated my old radio, if I could get some of those things they changed. But one of the things I didn't like is the, I only had 16 channels per zone, and now I can put a lot more channels in the zone. And that'll make laying the radio out a little bit easier. But, yeah, it hasn't been bad. It's the only DMR I've ever worked with, though. So I've got two of them now. I've got the 800 and I got the 800D Plus. So, and have not been on the air with the D Plus yet. So, but not bad. I can't really complain. Like I said, I don't know. I haven't done a lot with the DMR radios. So I can't tell you if it's better or worse than some of the other ones. I know if you're comparing it to Motorola, it does not have the roaming, but I found a little trick that you can kind of manually do the roaming. I just put the, all the, like for the MI5 stuff, I put their frequencies in on an analog channel. If I'm not sure if I'm in range of something, I just scan the analog channels till I hear the beacon come out, and then I go to that channel on digital, so. It does not have the roaming like the Motorola's, but you can still go up there and manually find the channels that way by just scanning an analog.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's why I got the old-fashioned unit and scanner sitting here, too, so I can hear, at least I can hear, like you say, the digital activity on some of these other channels or frequencies and see if I can actually hear the repeater, because number one, you got to be able to get the RF, but then that's kind of handy. Anyway, I'll let you get back to driving. I hope you have a good trip and stay safe out there. Better get off this thing and let it rest for a little bit in case somebody else wants to get on. KFACYO, and we'll be around listening to see what you got on the way out.
Okay. Well, yeah, the other thing I use the radio for is that, you know, at least it's a Part 90 radio, and I use it on my GMRS radio, too. So that's probably use it more there than I have on the DMR. But yeah, it's kind of fun to have. Like I said, I kind of go in spurs and stuff. I'll be on one thing a lot, and then I'll get the bug, and who knows, I might be on DMR every day for the next week now, and then I won't touch it again for a few weeks. Just kind of go in spurts with this stuff, but like I said, there's so many bands and so many possibilities, you just can't, just not enough radio time. 73, KA8EVF.
All right, take care, have a good day out there. KF8CYO.
K-E-8-I-N from K-8-E-N-T on Statewide 1.
EIN from Canadian TN, statewide one. K-A-N-T, clear. K-A-E-N-T. K-A-A-D-Z-F.
N-I-G-O-P-W-E-C-O-P on statewide.
K-A-H-E-Z-F, listening statewide one.
K-A-H-E-K-A-E-T-O on statewide one. K-A-H-D-P-D-L-P. K-A-D-L-P, N-A-R-R-L, statewide one. N-A-R-R-L, clear.
K-F-H-C-Y-O, test.
K-F-H-C-Y-O, you're loud and clear. W-H-C-O-P.
Well, thank you. Good to hear that. I was told this morning I had low audio, so I cranked it up a couple notches, so I assume it's decent now.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Matter of fact, when you first came through, I had to turn the volume down a little bit, but no, the audio sounds real good to my ear.
Very good. That COP, are you over in Muskegon, I think?
No, that would be K8COP. That's Jim. This is Chris, Charlie Hotel Room Sierra, and I am in Rose City, which is due east of Houghton Lake.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just recognized the last couple letters there. Somebody lives down by Muskegon here. I'm over in Grand Rapids, actually northeast of Grand Rapids towards Cannonsburg area, if you know where that is. Probably only about the third time I've talked on DMR so far, and just trying to learn my way around here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that part of the state. I'm an east sider originally from, downriver Metro Detroit area. And retired and moved up here about 15 years ago or so. But I did meet Jim, K-H-C-O-P, about a year ago now at the Interop conference there in Muskegon. So I do know who you're talking about.
I've never met him myself. I just know of him just because of being in this area. And I have a GMRS repeater. I've been on that for years and years. Finally, a friend of mine got me inspired to get a tech license, so at least I got that far already. And so I look forward to getting a little bit deeper into it. But the whole digital part of it is new to me. I've been an old analog guy for all my life. And did a lot of listening over the years, scanner listening and stuff, but now I can actually get on there and say hi to people. That's pretty cool. I really enjoy it.
Well, it is a great hobby. And I've been licensed 34 years, I guess, now. And I've made a lot of lifelong friends along the way. So it's a great. I got into it years ago thinking, oh, this would be a good hobby when I retire. And, well, it definitely has been all of that. But it also led to some professional positions, I think, that helped me along the way by having my ham license.
Yeah, definitely. There's all kinds of opportunities. And, yeah, you're right about I've met a lot of great people so far. And, I'm just wish I knew 0.1% of what they know. Like, hang around with all these smart people and start absorbing some of this stuff. I do a little bit of computer stuff, but nothing as fancy as they do with all this linking and everything. It's pretty cool. Pretty amazing. It's the technology is pretty available nowadays and low enough in cost, you know. Regular guys like us can buy it and use it nowadays. Used to be out of reach. But Yeah, it's kind of a neat hobby. But, it's like any other hobby. You just can't get enough radios, or you can't have enough guns, or have enough water skis, or whatever your hobby is. Fishing, it's just everything's an expensive hobby nowadays.
Well, the cost of the gear has come way down compared to when I got in. I can remember my first HT, brand new HT I bought was like $400 or $500, which, of course, you can still buy an HT for that, but you can also get them for a lot less than that. And, but you're right. It's like any other hobby. You know, what you want to spend on it and how far you want to take it. And trust me, even after 30-some years, some of the newer technology kind of baffles me. I'm pretty savvy with a computer, I like to think, anyway. But some of this networking stuff and programming is a little above my pay grade, but yeah, I'm learning as I go. It just, the older you get, it just doesn't sink in as quick. W8COP.
Very good. Well, it's been great getting acquainted, and I appreciate you jumping in there. I did talk to another guy on here this morning, and that's kind of cool that I was able to make touch with him. I've never met him before. I've talked to him many years on the radio, GMRS, and this and that. He kind of lives pretty far away from here, so I'll meet him someday eventually at one of the ham fests or something. But, yeah, it's very good. Well, I hope you have a great night, and thanks for hanging in there with me for a few minutes tonight, and we'll let you go. Good evening. KF8CYO, and I hope to talk to you around the band someday.
All right, very good. Well, like I say, you sound great, and, yep, enjoy, and we'll look for you down the page. 73 from W8COP.